Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. I've been on the defensive for so many years against sin, Satan, and the world that sometimes people don't realize how busy I am fighting with Satan all day long and everything. And sometimes a lot of people think that I'm on that I don't speak real slow and with to make myself sound more spiritual than I am. But I am extremely spiritual. And what it is, I'm a full-time pastor. I'm taking care of all kinds of situations every day. And so when I get on the air, I would rather talk to people who's just a plain person. And I'm sure that the Spirit that deals through me should let you know that it's the Holy Spirit in me that that is doing the talking. And so we have tonight, we're doing, actually it's in the morning now. This is part 102 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And this is program number 204. Actually, I've done thousands of programs and thousands of tapes. And we have an archive just loaded full of them for your edification. They're free of charge. And if you want a copy of this program today, at the end of the program, I'm going to have Sharon tell you how to receive one. Please specify if you want a CD or a audio tape. They're absolutely free, and there's no handling or mail charges at all whatsoever. We have some testimonials from different places, and of course we're going to continue on in the book of Hebrews. But right now, let's all go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Anoint me, Lord. And anoint everybody out in Radio Land. Anoint me to give the message. Let it come straight from you. And let anoint everybody to receive what it is that you have for them for this very day that they're listening on AM radio or shortwave around the world. And we also have the website that people can look at a lot of the literature that I've written and hear the tapes as well. If you've missed some of the tapes, let us hear from you in that regard. Lord, put it on their heart to do that. And we'll give them, we'll back order some of the tapes for them. They can back order and we'll send it to them. Father, give everyone a desire to walk in the Spirit. Anoint everyone to receive what the Spirit has to say to the unsaved and also to the churches. He that has an ear or she that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, which is God, says unto the churches. And also, Lord, I pray that you'll have mercy, that you'll mercifully open up people's hearts, minds, and souls to receive these precious words of yours, the words which is Christ, the entire Bible, the Word of God is Christ. And I'm saying this not for you, but for all the people in Radio Land, that they need to receive Christ in abundance in order to be able to make it into the kingdom of heaven and stay out of the lake of fire, hell as well, hell and the lake of fire. Death and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire and all those that are in it. Lord God, we ask that you will provide food, not only the spiritual food and drink for those that are in need of salvation, but to provide food and lodging and all the necessary things they need. You provided it for them, and all they have to do is receive it. But Lord, give us and others the wherewithal to help them. You sent ravens unto the prophet, Lord, and with food. And you can do the same today. You're going to do that for those of your children. And bless them, Lord, in every way that there is for those that are in need and those that are your children. And Lord, let everyone see the love that you have for everyone in this world by touching them and healing them and providing everything that you have told us that you would provide for those that are seeking you, that love you and keep your commandments. In Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen. Praise amen. The Lord. All right, now where's the first letter from?
Michigan.
What part of Michigan?
From Berrien Springs.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's a response from our witnessing line. A man from Berrien Springs, Michigan, called and said he heard you on shortwave radio, but the program was very scratchy and had a lot of static. I asked him what frequency he was listening to, and he said 12.160 megahertz. So I gave him the WINB frequency, 13.570 megahertz, and the three times the program airs.
It's three times per day, actually. So those that are able to listen to it in the morning, we have a morning program, an afternoon, and an evening. Okay, then what?
He was very happy to hear that because he said he really likes listening to you because you're different from all the other preachers because you tell it like it really is and are not afraid to tell the truth. He said you mentioned on the program that you were imprisoned falsely and wanted to know if there was any written information regarding that and he would like it sent to him.
Well, there was like thousands of newspaper articles in that regard. Most of them just reported what they were told by the government. And different religions that despise the truth. But we have, I have had many people write up things on it. We have it available. They can read it on the website, but have the mailroom send some of the copies to them, all right?
Yes.
And then what?
A woman named Nicole from Panorama City, California.
So this is another one,
yes,
right?
This is another one.
Okay, so this is from Panorama City.
Yes.
California. Okay, then go ahead.
A woman named Nicole from Panorama City, California, called and said she missed three programs, number 172, 173, and 174, and would like them sent to her. She said she tries to listen to you every day because she knows you preach the truth and it really helps her in her everyday walk. Her request is being sent.
All right, praise the Lord. And then, you know, the things that the Lord gives me are from the Lord. They're not things that of myself at all. And they really, the things that the Lord says through me will definitely help you every day. And so you never should neglect these programs, and if you miss them, we'll send them to you. All right, then what?
There's a letter from Nigeria.
All right.
Dear Pastor Lamo, we are very grateful for your tireless, immense contribution towards the propagation of the gospel in Africa.
These Africans are so much more devoted to the Lord than most of the people in the United States. They are really... there's a big work being done for the Lord there. I've seen a couple of the programs coming from there, and they had a crowd there. This Reinhard Bonnke had a crowd there of about 2 million people. And I'm sure he's, you know, he's preaching good messages that make them happy. And... make them say want to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. One of the things that I noticed about him is that he seems extremely sincere. But most of the people in his crowd are Catholics, and they preach a limited amount. They preach salvation, and to me, as the Apostle Paul said, I'm just happy that they're preaching the gospel. But he's one of the preachers that does mention the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ takes away the sins of the world. And so therefore, I haven't listened to him much enough to be able to discern if he's preaching anything that is Catholic, or what. It's just I pray that he isn't, because there's so much of that dogma in the world, that sinful doctrine, that it's just a constant thing that the Lord keeps fighting through me to the world. And but that's good. Africa is being saved. People in Africa are being saved. And there are many of these. There's refugee camps out there with 40,000 people in them. And some of our people that are evangelists, missionaries, they're going to be sent out there sometime this month. And some of them, if they're true, if they really are starving, and if they're, we've been sending some smaller amounts of money, but if they're really starving like they say they are, and if there's a great medical needs, this is why we're sending folks over there. The passage on an airplane trip for these two missionaries is $16,000 and some odd dollars per ticket. That's for a round trip. And they're going to spend 20 days over there in the different villages and people that say they need food and all this. And I want to get first-hand information from our missionaries as to if this is the truth, because so many of we've heard so many, they know that we're a loving work and that we respond to people's needs. And so many of these people, when we checked them out, we sent them Bibles and they were selling the Bibles. Well, I don't want to sell the Bibles. I don't want to send them to people that are selling them. I want to give the Bibles away. And that's what the Lord wants too. Some of these poverty-stricken people, they would be great evangelists, and God would heal them in the name of Jesus, and he would bless them in every way if they had a Bible and were able to read and check out the things that I'm saying, if they're really true. They are true, but I want people to know it. That's why I provide Bibles. The Vatican doesn't want people to know the truth. That's why they're doing everything in their power to take the Bibles out of schools, to condemn people if they even mention the name of God or Jesus on graduation day. I just saw that on the news today, where one of the young women that was were just graduating from the university, they pulled the plug on her so she couldn't speak, because she was giving Christ all the glory for the way that he has blessed her in her life. And it's really, that's why I want to give the Bible to poverty-stricken people, anybody that doesn't have enough money for a Bible, because Satan is an oppressor and a depressor, and the Lord likes to encourage people and to bless them. And one of the best blessings, the actual best blessing in this world, is to be saved. And the next best blessing is to keep growing in the Lord and to hear his word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. But a lot of people hear the word, but it's not mixed with faith, and therefore they never really get saved. And the Lord died on the cross so that everybody in the world would have an opportunity to be saved, but many people renege, they reject the opportunity of the mercy that the Lord has given to the entire world. And this is sad, because they're going to wake up. Life goes by so fast soon enough, very quickly, you'll be standing before the mercy seat of Christ, or the great white throne, the judgment of the Lord. And you're going to be so sorry that you didn't spend every waking minute and hour seeking the Lord and checking out the things that are going on, and so that I can come against them. Because the Lord says that whatsoever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And the way that the Lord has shown me to do that is to expose Satan on this earth. And when we do that, that binds him here on earth. And then the Lord will start taking care of him here on earth, in heaven. The things that are going on earth here, he'll put a stop to it from heaven as well. All right, so what's the rest of this letter, please?
The work is really growing. The gospel is really rolling, and gospel materials are really going to every nook and cranny of Nigeria. The testimonies are so alarming, they make Muslims convert to Christians. The people are willing, and the witch doctors are giving up their charms and talisman. All of these because of the gospel. Please send many Old and New Testament Bibles, sweatshirts and t-shirts, and your preaching and music tapes. Send many accessories and materials. Thank you, your brother, Christian, from Port Harcourt, Nigeria, Africa.
Okay. What else?
Then from Canada, Pastor Lamo, first I would like to say thank you for spreading the information about the New World Order to your congregation. I feel everyone needs to know about this if they're ever going to understand why the world is as it is. It's Brian from Calgary, Canada.
Okay. Anything else?
No, not on letter.
Okay, Sharon, now we'll come forward and start reading.
Another insight...
Okay, now, this is the continuation of a commentary that I did the other day. I recorded it, and then they typed it up, and I'm going to make further commentaries on it. We have to give them a brief understanding of where we were before.
Okay.
Before you start just cold turkey here. I'm actually, you people out in radio land, I'm in 42 years now, I have to train the people on how to be on the air. And if they don't react properly on the air, we'll never be back on television again. We were on worldwide television, especially throughout the United States, Canada, and other areas. We were on the air for over 10 years. We had all the stations said we had the number one Christian TV program. And then because of Susie's health, and because of the she died in April 8th, 82. And because of the fact that our message is very strong, we weren't able to get, they put us off the air. And so you should thank and praise the Lord that there's somebody in this world that's telling the truth without reservation. I'm offending a lot of people, but and especially Satan, and the Satan in a lot of people, but I could care less. That's Satan offends me. The one world cult and one world government and one world media, they offend me very much too. And so I let them do their things, but I report them, and then they make up all sorts of stories about born-again Christians that were dangerous. If it's dangerous for you to hear the truth, well, then we're in a lot of trouble. Okay, a lot more than you even have any idea. Okay, now go ahead and give us a little synopsis of where we were before you start reading it.
Okay, insights into worshiping the Lord.
Okay, now these are insights that I've written up, and we read a few of them the other day, yesterday, and of why we worship the Lord. What it is, why do we have to worship God? What motivates us to do that, or what should motivate? If you don't read the Bible, then you feel, it's ridiculous to worship God, because we can't see Him, and but you can see the things that He said would happen. You can see His creation, you can see the universe, and you see how orderly it is. Except now in these last days, He's starting to tear the earth apart. He promises that He's going to send plagues and everything. And that I thank God that's a merciful thing to know that we should obey Him. Otherwise, we're going to be hit with some of these tsunamis, earthquakes, and pestilences. The diseases, the many, many, many diseases that are on earth now, that chemists, scientists, they don't know how to solve these problems. Like they say that this bird flu is going to destroy many people. And 1/4 of the earth population. They also say that the mad cow disease, Ebola, AIDS, cancer, heart disease, and all the other things. And they think that salvation is in food. Well, You know, for sure, food is to eat right and exercise is very good. But that might give you an extra 5 or 10 years of life. They still have to face the Lord. And if you don't have Christ with the Father by the Spirit in you, what good is it that you lived an extra 5 or 10 years? Because eternity is for billions and trillions and gazillions of years, and it never ends. And so you're going to grab an extra 10 years. Do you know how fast 10 years goes? I remember, because I've been so busy ever since I've been born, that 10 years is, I close my eyes and I wake up and I'm 10 years older. That's how fast it seems like it went. Just the other day, I was like 5 years old. And I didn't look in the mirror for a lot of years. And then all of a sudden, I look in the mirror and I said, oh my God, I've changed. I'm not a toy boy anymore. I don't look, you know, like a baby face anymore. I look like maybe a bear or something like that, you know. But I just seem like I'm still young, you know, and I'm going on 72 years old now. Oh, you should never say that, people say, because you only look like you're about 45 or 50. I feel like thousands of years old because I have the Lord in me. But then I feel very youthful because the Lord is very youthful. He never dies. Heaven and earth is going to fade away. And all the people that are on earth are going to pass away. Some are going to be nothing but chaff and be burned, and some are going to have eternal life. Few of them are going to have eternal life. And those are the ones that receive eternal life. They receive Christ with his Father by the Spirit. All their sins are washed away in the blood of Jesus. And they don't sin anymore. And they don't receive the false doctrine of all these phonies. Now, you know, I think I heard Reinhard Bonnke telling people that once they're saved, they're sealed in forever. And as sincere as he looks and everything, he's bought. If that's what he's really saying, then people should call him and ask him. That we're sealed into eternity forever, no matter what we do. But the Lord says you're only saved if you do everything that he says. And he says, sin no more. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to do a little investigation. He never gets that far out on the limb. So if that's what he's saying, and I heard him say it once, then he's a counterfeit. A real good one, too. He sounds pretty good to me, and he like, no, just really talks profoundly like this, but don't let the German accent and the words, you know, some people are actors. And I'm not acting. See, I'm laying my life on the line every day. Because, like I said, the one-word cult, government, and the media don't like me. Why? Because I'm tearing down the powers and principalities of darkness and putting them under the subjection to the Word of God. And I could talk, because I went to the actors' workshop in New York, where Marlon Brando went to school, and Montgomery Clift, and Rodney Steiger, who was a friend of mine. But I prefer to just be a Christian and just speak the way I speak, because, you know, there's so much to say, and I don't have time to talk so slow, because there's only so much room on this tape for an hour, you know, and I want to get as much in as I possibly can to uplift you and to strengthen the church and get your soul saved. All right? Okay, now we're back to why we should worship the Lord. If you read the Bible, you'd know. But what I've done is condensed it for you. What I'm doing here is condensing the message of the Lord to you of why. Because he's a very wonderful person, God. Is Christ, is the Holy Spirit, is, and they really did all the things for you, not for them. They want you to be saved. They want you to not have to experience an eternity of horrible tortures of hell and the lake of fire. So let's here's some of the reasons why you should, further reasons why you should worship the Lord. Okay, go ahead.
Another insight is God's promise that believers will enter his place of rest that's here on earth and continues on in eternity.
Well, see, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then he rested. And he's rested ever since, because everything that he did in those 6 days was from the beginning to the end. It's all finished. He knows who's going to receive him and who's not. He knows who's going to endure for a season and then turn back. And he says he takes no pleasure in those kind of people. And he says only those who continue in his spirit to the end shall be saved. Okay? And so we know these rules, and so there's no excuse for us at the judgment bar of God. God is going to tell you, you knew. You read my word, or you said, or you didn't want to know. You wanted to deliberately stick your head in the sand and just wind up here and think that I'm going to have mercy on you because you didn't know. But that isn't what it's all about. You, if you pick up the Bible and you care enough about your soul and the souls of your wives or your husbands and your children and your loved ones, you're going to pick up the Bible. But if you don't have enough mercy to do that, well, then you're not going to receive any mercy at the judgment bar of God, the great white throne. God is going to say, I never knew you. Now depart from me, you wicked, into everlasting torments. There shall be weeping eternally and gnashing of teeth and chewing, gnawing on your tongue for the pain. Now you can't take an aspirin or anything that IG Farben makes, the ones that made the suicide, cyanide gas for the Jews to die. They were all a part of the Vatican regime. IG Farben is a Vatican company, and the Nazi Third Reich was all Catholics, all of it. And then they say these atrocious things that they need to apologize for not helping out more to save the Jewish people in World War II. They not only didn't help them, they're the ones that did it. Amen?
Amen.
And so, you know, the Bible says that Satan is a liar. Now, if you don't believe that Satan is here and that he's a liar, well, who do you think's lying to you then? If the government is lying to you, I talked to one of my attorneys today and I said, you know, the government took all of our property away and put every one of us out on the streets. All the brothers and sisters, Sue and I built hundreds of homes for them and assigned the homes over to these former hippies that got cleaned up in the blood of Jesus. And the federal government walked up on our property and says, get off the property. This is now taken over because of what some brothers, the Miller brothers, did. They stole $200,000 from the church, and then we went to look for them, and because we did, they got the government to turn the whole thing around like we were the culprits and they were the good guys. And they still, they sold all the property, which amounted to like millions, and today it would be worth, you know, much more. It wasn't the worth of it that we just built that property, a lot of it out of scrap lumber, and it looked real nice on the outside because we put new veneer on. And everything was beautiful inside, but we wanted these brothers and sisters to have a nice place to live, to raise their children, and the schools that we built for them, and the cafeterias, and all the stuff that we paid for. They took it and sold it for pennies on the dollar, and give it to these two people, or said they were going to give it to these two people that stole the money from them. So I told that to one of my attorneys in Los Angeles, because we have to answer all these false things, and I just don't have the time to do it. They're dragging me into court, trying to keep me from preaching the gospel. They've been doing that for, you know, going on 42 years. So he said, yeah, I know. He says, I said, I hope you know that the government is wicked. He says, oh, he says, Tony, he says, almost all the cases we have are against the government. We know they're evil. We know they're, it's not our two attorneys in New York. It's the attorneys, some of the attorneys we have in Los Angeles. But the New York attorneys are constant. Most of their litigation is against the government. There's so many people that are in prison for false reports. It's just the judges are totally corrupt like they were in Germany. And it's just, you know, we're living in a very sinful world. And that's why you need to get saved. And I'm preaching the gospel to all these nasty people, so hopefully they'll get saved, like the Apostle Paul did. I have nothing, you know, even no matter what people do to me, I try to win their souls. Because, hell, I don't need to torture people or to kill anybody. I mean, that'd be so ridiculous, unbelievable, because hell and the lake of fire is going to be horrible for them. And so what I'm trying to do is be nice and tell them the truth so that they don't wind up there. Now, you know, you can come up and say, well, the Bible's not true. Well, then, why of all the things that the Lord said would happen from Genesis right up to Revelation, why has it happened so far? Everything has happened except a few handful of scriptures that are in the book of Revelation. All right? So you have to be ignorant of the scriptures. You need to pick up the Bible and see what he says, and then it'll frighten you because you'll see all the things that he said would be happening, such as television, thousands of years ago, and you'll see that it's here now. All right? It says that everybody in the world will see the two witnesses be raised up from the dead. How could everybody in the world see that if there wasn't television? Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, and then there's literally thousands of fulfillments of Scripture that will make it impossible for anybody that's not retarded to believe. Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe? If not, you're retarded. Or it's that you're ignorant, you just haven't picked up the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
So choose. What are you? A retard, ignorant, or a believer? Okay? So, and if you believe and don't do what the Lord says, it says you're that you're a insane. You're a fool. And a fool is one that doesn't believe in God. And God is the Scriptures. So you don't believe in the Scriptures, you're a fool. You're like a person that builds a hut on bare ground without any foundation. Then when the winds and the rain and all the different tsunamis and earthquakes come, it's flattened and you're just standing out there, you know, wondering why. Because of your problem in your head. Okay, but a person that builds their house by that reads the Word of God and does what it says, these people are wise. They're like people that dig down deep and make a firm foundation and build on top of that. But a person that reads the Word and doesn't do what it says, you're a fool. Okay, now go ahead and let's continue on here.
Okay. And chapter 4, verse 1, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it.
Now what it means to enter in the rest, you did all this work in the world for Satan. You worked, you went to school, you went to the universities, you had sex parties, you had drugs, you had booze. You did all kinds of things there. You drove recklessly, you got in fights and all this. He says, that's your old work, now put it away. Now live, rest with the Lord in his rest. And believe everything that he says and receive eternal life and continue on in this eternal life to the end until you die, and then you'll have eternal life in heaven and you'll be out of hell in the lake of fire. Now that's simple. I would think that even a retard could understand that, because I've seen some pretty simple-minded people. The Bible says that the simple-minded people can be converted and become wise if they receive The Word. No, Jesus is the Word, the Bible says. And it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That means believe on the word, entire Word of God and thou shalt be saved. If not, forget it. You lose. Okay? And then what?
Another insight that we worship him for is his mercy and power to help us when we need it.
Right. After you're saved, the Spirit of the Lord with his Father by the Spirit lives inside of us and helps us go through the trials and tribulations and the false prosecutions and persecutions and all these things. Okay. Read that again.
Okay. Another insight that we worship him for is his mercy and power to help us when we need it.
Yes, because we need the help, because if we want to go to heaven, that's the most important thing, is that we get there. And if we didn't have his help, we wouldn't be able to make it. So he must live in you to have the help in order for you to be able to keep all the commandments. And these preachers that are saying that you can't be perfect, no one is, they're liars. Because if the Lord is in you and you're walking in the Lord and letting, you're resting from all your former labors and all the things that you did before, and you're letting the Lord represent himself in you, you're perfect according to God. Okay, now according to your mother, your dad, some of your family, enemies of the Lord, they say you're not, but you are. And so you have to believe God or believe these worldly people. Okay, then what?
Chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we
now,
may...
Now, grace means power. Let us go come boldly to the throne of power. Okay? Then what?
That we may obtain mercy and find grace...
Power. Use the word power, because okay, that's what it means. You know, Shakespeare changed, changed some of these words. I guess he felt everybody would know that grace means power, but I don't believe they do. I didn't know until I really sought the Lord on it. The Lord told me it means grace means power. Okay, so read it the right way now.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of power, that we may obtain mercy and find power to help in time of need.
Yeah, power to help you go through the trials and tribulations and for you to stand, to be, and give you the power to keep all the commandments on a daily basis. Okay, then what?
Then another insight into how to worship and why we worship God is the blood of Jesus.
If we didn't have the blood of Jesus, your sins could not be forgiven. And if you have sin on your soul, that separates you from the Lord and it separates you from his kingdom. So any of these people that say you can still sin and get into the kingdom of heaven, sin separates you from the Lord. You couldn't get into heaven. If it separates you from God, it certainly separates you from God's heaven. And he says that there's no sin, no blot, no blemish or spot going to enter into the kingdom of God. All right, then what?
Another insight into how to worship and why we worship God is the blood of Jesus, which secured our salvation and allows us to boldly enter heaven's most holy place.
Right, there's a wall between you and heaven if there's sin on your soul. And when you accept the blood of Christ on your soul, well, then there's a door that opens up in that wall and you can go boldly before the throne of God because of the blood of Jesus. When Jesus sees when God sees the blood, he will not send your soul to hell. He will pass over you. He will not send your soul to hell in the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
The blood of Jesus taketh away all the former sins of the world.
Former sins. The Lord said, he doesn't say that he's going to, it's all going to forgive you for the former and the present sins and the present sins in the future. That would mean that he just saved you so you could sin some more when he says that sin separates you from God. No, the Bible plainly says that if you sin again after you've been saved, because he didn't, then that way you could, if you sin again after that, there remains no more repentance for you. That you can't repent anymore if you do it willingly. All right? And so, better pay attention to the word. Because those that believe the word and don't do it are like fools. Because you're thumbing your nose at the Lord and saying, your word doesn't mean anything. It's garbage. We can do whatever we want. We said the prayer and now we can go to heaven. You fool. You're a fool. The Bible doesn't say that. It's all. He says, he that sinneth is of the devil. Then it says, if we'd sin ignorantly, we have an advocate with the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, that he forgives the sin of ignorance, but that if you don't do it anymore, that is, if you repent of your sins, the sin of ignorance. And if you don't repent, if you keep doing it, that means you didn't repent. All right? Okay, it's like Adam and Eve. They heard what the Lord had to say. They knew what they were doing, and they fell. I hear another person saying that David was forgiven for sin, so that shows that you can be forgiven for adultery. Don't believe that. Salvation, the Lord's Spirit didn't begin living on a daily basis in people until Jesus died, went to heaven, and then came down as the Comforter. Now we have the Comforter that gives us the power or the grace. The law came by Moses, but power and truth came through Christ. So grace or power came through Christ. So David didn't have that power in him back then. But one thing for sure that he did do, after he committed that horrible sin of adultery and murder, the Bible plainly says that he had many wives, and God would even give him more if he would have only asked. But why did you take this man's one wife, this poor guy's wife, and violate her? He says, for sure your baby's going to die. And then he says, your wives are going to commit adultery right in front of everybody. They're going to have sex. And not only that, you're going to, if you get into heaven, it'll be by the skin of your teeth. But he didn't have the power of God in him. And so don't place yourself in the place of David. You were never the apple of God's eye. And you never wrote the book of Psalms that David did. You never killed Goliath. I mean, he slipped. If he could go back and walk out on the patio and take a look at that woman again, taking a shower or a bath or whatever she was doing, I'm sure he would have twisted around real fast and walked away from it. And if he got turned on, if I were him, I would have went to one of the wives. Amen?
Amen.
And got rid of that problem. But he didn't. And now, see, you have much more power available for you. You can just accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And he and his Father and the Holy Spirit, they're all the same. They're one God, will enter into you, and you have the power, the grace. The door will be open to you once you're saved to go to heaven in a time of need. Lord God, you see this problem I have here? Send down the Spirit into me and give me the power to continue on another day, one day at a time. Don't think that it's going to be a long haul, because you don't know if you're going to live another hour, another day, another month. Just do it one day at a time. You have to remember these things. You have to meditate on them, because if you don't, yeah, you're going to say, oh God, suppose this goes on for 50 years. And you don't know if it's going to go on for another 50 seconds. Amen?
Amen.
Or maybe another hour, or 10 minutes shy of an hour, okay? So do what the Lord says. Do it one day at a time. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, because sufficient is the evil of today. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's read on.
If we sin in ignorance, he is faithful to forgive those sins as well, as long as we repent.
Repent means that's it. You're not going to do it anymore. That's what repentance means. It doesn't mean, oh, I repent, Lord. And then you do the same thing again. Oh, I repent, Lord. What do you think? God is some kind of a sucker or something? That God is your sucker? He says, if you sin willfully, you knew you sinned. You know what sin is. And you say, well, I'm just weak. You're weak because you don't read and you don't pray. You don't get bombard the throne. You don't ask God for more power. And the Bible says, if you don't ask, you're not going to receive. Okay, and then what?
So we can come boldly. We can enter into heaven's most holy place.
Right, because the middle wall of partition, Jesus said, I am the door. Boom, the door is open, and now it's free. You can go flying up to the throne. I believe I can fly. Amen? Up Amen. To the throne. I believe I can touch the sky. I can touch the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I think about it every day. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else? And I do it every day. I fly away, and I touch the Lord, the throne. And I pray with the saints up above, around the throne right now. I pray around there with them. It's just like a tremendous thing to be with the elders that have gone on before us around the throne. And we're supposed to be, if you're saved, are supposed to be sitting with Christ in heavenly places. Okay, and if you're not, it's because you're listening to these damnable satanic preachers posing as angels of light. You're listening to them and believing what they say rather than picking up the Bible and reading it for yourself to see if what I'm telling you, what the Lord says, is the truth. There's no other truth in this world but the Bible. I'm talking about the King James Version, the Hellenic Greek, which is the Greek spoken by the Jews, and then also the Hebrew and Aramaic. So read those Bibles, all right? The Lord gives rule over His church, not by people you vote into office, but people that He votes into office. We have a spiritual kingdom. We have nothing to do with this world. The Lord made the world, and He made all the fruit and vegetables and everything else here for us to eat. And so we have a right to eat more than anybody else does. So we can do that. But you can't. You better not do what Eve did. The Lord said that you are rulers of the world, and that if you eat from the tree, you'll die. And for a while they believed the Lord, but they didn't continue on to the end of the world. They would have never had to die. So they said, "This, if you'll do what I say, I'll give you, make give you power, the same power that God has." They already had the power, but they didn't believe God. Amen?
Amen.
They already had the same power to rule the world. God said, you rule the world now. And then He comes to him and says, you know, I'll let you rule the world if you do what I say. God lied to you. If you do what I say, you'll be like God. I am like God. I'm the Son of God because I believe the Scriptures. I believe God. I don't believe Satan. Satan says that I'm not perfect. God says I am. God says that I now have become a ruler of the spiritual realm here on earth. Satan says, nobody's perfect. I call you, all you satanic bastards, and bastard is a person that doesn't have a heavenly father, according to Jesus. You're liars. You're the devil. I am perfect. I do rule the world. Have you not heard me telling the Vatican, the world government, and the world media what they are and where they're going? Huh? If they don't repent, I'm telling them I'm above them, okay? Because of Christ, Christ being in me, He overthrew Satan by not committing one sin while he was in the flesh because of the fact that the power of God was in him. The whole power of God was in him, and therefore he was the ruler. He took the rulership back from Satan. And now he lives in us, and we are rulers. These are God's ministers, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
Not the stinking Antichrist government. People that you voted in. You're wrong. These people are wrong. the masses have always been wrong. The majority, this one preacher has the moral majority. The majority is always wrong, Mr. Falwell, according to Scripture. Read the Scriptures again, Mr. Falwell, about Noah. The majority was wrong, weren't they?
Yes.
Okay. Come on, shape up, Mr. Falwell, who told the general public that I had bodyguards. I don't have any bodyguards. Nobody has ever seen me with bodyguards. Maybe you do, but I don't. Okay? I'm not afraid to die. I died years ago, around 42 years ago. I died out to my old life, and now I live in Christ. Because Christ lives, I'm living in Him. You do what you want, but it's for me, I won't tell lies. You tell lies about people, you're cutthroat. And even with Jim Baker, as bad, as evil as he was, and still is, I mean, you should have witnessed to him instead of sold him out to the Antichrist. You're supposed to be a Christian, fatso. Okay, what else?
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
Right. The bulls and goats don't take away sin anymore. They were just representative of the Christ that was going to take away sins once and for all. Now people don't have to sacrifice every day, once a year, and all that sort of thing, because once he washes your sins away, that's it, friend. He died once for you and me, and then he said in Revelation that he was dead, but now he's risen from the dead. He's now alive forevermore. He's not going to come and die for you every time you sin. So it's a one-time deal, with the exception is if you sin ignorantly, if you didn't know these things. And if you did, well, then repent and don't do it anymore. And the way that you stay saved is, I know it's hard to break away from the devil, but Jesus breaks you away easily. All right, if you're in him, you've broken away, and if you stay in him, you're completely broken away. So don't play around with the gospel, because it won't work. You're a fool if you try to do anything other than what the Lord says. A fool. Then what?
Chapter 10, verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
Right. You have to be covered in the blood, and that means sinless, because the blood taketh away the sins of the world. But once, unless you sin, it's in ignorantly. And if you repent from the ignorant one and you keep doing it again, that means you didn't repent. Then what?
Another insight of why we should worship the Lord is those that are saved, believers who have left an example of faith for us to follow. Chapter 11, verse 1 through 10.
No, we're just gone, because we're running out of time here.
Worshipping together, I mean corporately, is a thing that you could say is that when we're worshipping together, we're practicing to be in heaven, where one of our occupations will be to join in praise to the Lord surrounding God's throne.
Right. Now, you can pray by in your closet by yourself, but you have to pray in a corporate way with everybody, so that everybody can see everyone praying to the throne. That way you know that there's prayers going up, and you know that God hears the prayers, and that of people that are forgiven, that there's no sin on their soul, that they have an open door to go to the throne. But if you don't, if you have sin on your soul, you could be praying like Mr. Bush. He says, let's have a day of prayer. He says it to all the sinners. Mr. Bush, you or none of those people are being heard by the Lord, because there's a middle wall of partition between you and him and all you ungodly people in the world. You need to repent of your sins and be washed in the blood of Jesus before the door opens to heaven. Because when Jesus sees the blood, then you can come up boldly. When God sees the blood of Jesus, then you can come up boldly and have forgiveness. But right now, my time is up. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for part 103, program number 204. 5, and we'll send you, because this is really important. This is the scriptures that we're reading here, and I'm breaking down, that the Lord is breaking down for you, is very important. Now, those of you, you can be born again. You can have the door of heaven open up for you right now. Christ is the door. He'll open if you'll open your heart and receive him with his Father by the Spirit in you. So do that now by saying this prayer. Father, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me because I'm one that's calling on you. And I know you've answered me because I called on you. And therefore, I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord for saving your soul. And Sharon, tell them how they can receive a copy of this tape or CD. It's absolutely free. Postage and handling is paid.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord until tomorrow. Part 103 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you. Stay in the Word and be saved. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Spirit. Be perfect. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.